This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Michael Spray, S-P-R-A-Y. Date of birth is 9-14-1948. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Spray with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, status post left nephrectomy, and hypertension. His last visit was April 14th of this year. He has lost 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and his main complaint since his last visit was left knee pain, and he has been seeing the orthopedic doctor for assistance and evaluation for this problem. He's also been seeing the cardiologist every 6 months, and he gets echocardiograms every year for evaluation of heart murmur, and apparently two valves are leaky, probably aortic and mitral valve, but currently they're not ready for surgical intervention yet. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, and he feels like he's emptying well, no cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I'll highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, and for prostate, he takes Flomax, 0.8 milligram in 24 hours, and the Proscar is 5 milligram once a day. Atenolol also is 50 milligram daily. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse was 48 and regular, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a grade 2/6 systolic and diastolic murmur both. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 15th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.43. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 4.5. Phosphorus is 5.1. Calcium is 9.2. Sodium 145. Potassium 3.9. Carbon dioxide 26. Hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than goal today. Usually he states that he runs 130 to 140 over 80 when he's checked at other doctor's offices, but he will be starting to check his blood pressure at home several times a week, and he will let us know the readings. And 3, history of left nephrectomy. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.